taking part in the event here at the Culp Farm, talk to me a little bit about the event and I guess some of the things that, you've taken from it.
Well, I guess the biggest thing is that the technology advancement. My father started farming and farmed with horses when he started. And, of course, he's passed away now, but and he didn't farm very long with horses. But when you look at, I am the second generation removed from that, and we're using computers to not only direct tractors and combines through the fields, but we're also using the mapping and GPS to make sure that fertilizer application, seed application, and things of that nature is now being utilized. That's a huge technological advancement from in the early 1930s till now. That you know, it's pretty mind blowing, really.
Why is it important for somebody that's removed from the farm? You're two generations removed. Some people that are in attendance this evening are three and four and maybe five generations removed from a family farm. Why is an event like this important to the community of Jasper County?
Well, just as we learned, obviously, one farmer feeds, I believe, approximately 156 people. So there's a lot of people that aren't involved in agriculture, and I see it daily. I'm in law enforcement, so I see people who are impatient. They don't want to wait on the farm implement moving down the road. They don't want to wait on the semi hauling the grain down the road. They're very impatient, and they're in a hurry, obviously, but they don't realize that that labor, that work that is going on feeds them. And so I believe it's very important to understand where the food on our table is coming from, and just how few a number of people are actually taking care of us right now, and how delicate that balance can be. So we should be a little more patient, and we should be understanding that a few people are feeding a lot of people. And I like to eat, and so I'm hopeful that this does carry over, so that a lot of people who come from urbanized areas that's never been on a farm understands how critical it is that this is done properly, not only for the well-being of eating, but obviously for the ecological events that take place as far as watershed and things of that nature, because the farmer is actually the greatest person that preserves nature that there is, because they don't want to destroy the land, because they're using it to for their livelihood and to feed us.